Listening Library presents The Elephant in the Room by Holly Goldberg Sloan. Read for you by Nikki Masood. For Ray, Abe, Sam, and Harlan. 1. What Scylla Tekin would remember about that afternoon was that she had been wearing her favorite shirt. It was nothing fancy, just red with white stripes and blue stitching, but it fit perfectly. Not too tight and not too loose. And it wasn't only comfortable, it was lucky, because she had been wearing the shirt when she found a $20 bill on the sidewalk one afternoon while walking home from school. Scylla had also bowled her highest score in August and done well on a very hard math test while wearing the garment. Another time, when she had on the shirt, she'd spotted a 2-foot-tall speckled owl sleeping high up in a tree in Hendricks Park. That was amazing. So the t-shirt was special. There was no question about it. At least not until Thursday, September 6th, when Scylla came through the front door of the apartment to find her parents in the kitchen. Her mom and dad were never there when she got home from school. They were always at work. Her mom's eyes were red and puffy from crying, and her nose looked like it was leaking water. Scylla asked in Turkish, which was the language she spoke at home, "What's going on?" Her father put his hand on his daughter's shoulder. She could feel tension even in his fingertips.
"We've had some bad news."
Scylla's ears started to buzz. One of her grandparents must have died. Her voice was shaky as she asked, "What's happened? You have to tell me." Scylla's mother, Oya, looked as if she was going to speak, only nothing came out except a long, dry exhale that had choking sounds mixed in.